Hello, I'm Aaron Lohr, and this is the Endocrine News Podcast. Today, we're talking about the Treat and Reduce Obesity Act legislation and the obesity epidemic. I'm very excited to welcome today's guest. Joining me is Congressman Raul Ruiz. Congressman Ruiz is a physician and currently serves as the U.S. Representative for California's 25th Congressional District. Congressman Ruiz received his medical degree from Harvard University and completed his residency in emergency medicine at the University of Pittsburgh and a fellowship in international emergency medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital. Congressman Ruiz worked as an emergency room doctor at Eisenhower Medical Center in California until he was elected to Congress in 2012. Thank you for being here today, Congressman.
It's wonderful to be here with you.
So can you share a little bit about your background and how you became interested in addressing the obesity epidemic?
As an emergency medicine physician, I've treated many patients who suffer from obesity, and it is an epidemic in our country, and there are some disparities with certain groups, including Hispanics and African Americans. And I have relatives who also suffer from obesity, and I know the health effects and the social stigma that goes along with this illness. So I've been very focused on improving population health, improving outcomes for patients, and addressing health disparities. And obesity is at the center of a lot of those issues.
And you were an emergency physician. Can you share anything about your experience in treating people with obesity?
You know, I think we know that obesity is an illness that can produce a lot of comorbidities, such as cardiovascular disease. You have obstructive sleep apnea. You have higher risk of certain cancers and just a whole host of other issues that patients would usually come into the emergency department for, and that as an emergency physician, we would have to treat. But I can also tell you that a patient who suffers from obesity, and especially morbid obesity, has a less likely chance of surviving a multi-organ trauma and have difficulties with other cares that we need to provide for any patient in the emergency department. So that's where we usually tackle obesity in the emergency department. We don't start treatment for obesity in the emergency department, but we treat the other comorbidities that are highly associated with obesity. And we also treat patients with obesity on a whole host of traumas and accidents and illnesses and resuscitations that make it difficult to do.
One thing we talked about a little bit in the intro was the Treat and Reduce Obesity Act. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and how it addresses the obesity epidemic?
Yeah, so this bipartisan bill would improve patient access to the treatments and therapies to treat obesity. It would address the obesity epidemic in two ways. One, it expands the type of healthcare providers who are qualified to furnish intensive behavioral therapy related to obesity. It allows clinical psychologists, registered dietitians, and nutrition professionals to bill Medicare for intensive behavioral therapy if a patient is referred to them by a physician. And it allows CMS to cover approved anti-obesity medications. Currently, as you know, a statute prohibits Medicare from covering weight loss medications. And it is important to note that the Treat and Reduce Obesity Act, or TROA, does not create a mandate. It simply allows CMS to make the decision to cover anti-obesity medications.
So we talked a little bit about what TROA is. Why is the passage of this legislation so important?
You know, this bill will really help improve health outcomes by increasing access to treatments and therapies to address obesity. And it would really shift the way that we treat obesity. It will allow our nation's seniors to benefit from new treatments that are already out there. And we should not let coverage disputes get in the way of providing the high quality healthcare to the most vulnerable members of our communities. So many private insurance plans and some state Medicaid programs cover anti-obesity medications. But what happens when seniors transition to Medicare, they lose access to the medication they have been taking and rely on. So patients often need to be on these medications for a long time. It could adversely affect treatment progress and disease progression if patients are forced to stop taking their medications once they switch to Medicare. And we know that patients who undergo either bariatric surgery or anti-obesity medication therapy fare better when it's combined with behavioral health therapy as well. And so this bill is designed to give the patient access to the best combination of therapies that will produce the best outcome.
So the bill sounds terrific. What do you see as the biggest obstacle with passing TROA or other obesity-related legislation?
The number one obstacle right now is the overall cost. It has large bipartisan support, but the current Republican majority is very hesitant to move this bill forward because of the widespread cost of the medication on the Medicare system. What I stress to my colleagues is that this is an investment that will actually save money on all the other comorbidities that patients will suffer from. And so by treating the obesity epidemic right now, we will have better outcomes and reduce costs from all the other cardiopulmonary, diabetes, and all the other comorbidities that come along with it. Another obstacle is educating people, physicians, legislatures, and members of our communities about the risks of obesity and the need to address and treat it as a disease and not a personal choice. So despite the obstacles, you know, I will continue fighting for this legislation, which is a vital step towards combating the obesity epidemic and ensuring that readily available treatments get into the hands of those who need them most.
Now, hopefully most of our listeners know that the Endocrine News podcast is a podcast of the Endocrine Society. If you didn't know, now you do. And the Endocrine Society represents over 18,000 clinicians and scientists working to treat endocrine disorders, including obesity. What can our members do to educate your colleagues in Congress about the obesity epidemic, and how can we help advance this effort?
You know, it's important to address the urgency. We have a high need and we have treatments that are effective, and we need to do the right thing. And stressing how now is the time to really allow access to these medications and behavioral therapy and the combination of such. And so visiting your legislatures, visiting your member of Congress, and advocating on behalf of your patients is very, very important. Now, one point I want to make sure that you take home with you is that politicians are not made of the same ilk as scientists. And so oftentimes physicians and scientists want to go up with a fancy study and graphs and think that the numbers and the data that research shows will speak for themselves. First of all, a lot of politicians don't understand the scientific methodology, what the data is really showing. I suspect few even know what a confidence interval, odds ratio, the P coefficient is. So the best part of this is the best way to advocate for this issue is to tell a story, is to really connect your patient's story with an illness, how it has affected their lives, how it has affected their health, how your patients are struggling with this illness when and cannot afford the medications, and how this bill would be life-changing for them. And I think that human element of this illness is the best way to connect with policymakers in D.C.
Oh, those are some great approaches. What do members of Congress need to know or still need to understand about the obesity epidemic?
It's a chronic medical condition, and it needs to be treated as a disease, equating it as diabetes, equating it as hypertension. Any other illness or disease is important for them to understand. I think that there's still this misconception that it's a personal choice issue. Treatments are already out there. I think most members of Congress know about the weight loss medications that are out there because it's been in the news quite often, but to really emphasize on the health benefits, there are some adverse reactions and risks that need to be addressed. As we do with any patient who wants to take this medication, we have to really have those conversations. But for the most part, you're seeing incredible outcomes, not just with diabetes, blood glucose management, and weight loss, but also with preventative cardiopulmonary disease and all those other comorbidities that we've been addressing. And so linking those medications to a whole host of benefits will be really important. And we need to eliminate the stigma around the condition of obesity.
We know TROA is very important, but outside of TROA, what are some of our other priorities for addressing the obesity epidemic?
You know, we must improve access to primary care and behavioral health services, particularly in rural and underserved communities. That includes bolstering our healthcare workforce to ensure we have enough providers to provide high quality care. And access to preventative and primary care are critical to achieving better health outcomes. Look, we also want to be able to have access to dietitians, to nutritionists. We want to be able to have places where individuals can and follow a exercise regimen and really encourage an active lifestyle, because that's where the medications and behavioral health therapy come in. We want to build all the capacity for a patient to live their best lives.
What would you like to see accomplished in the next 5 years to address the ongoing obesity epidemic?
Well, I want to see bipartisan action to pass TROA. Let's get that done first. Look, we can allow CMS the ability to cover the anti-obesity medication, then that's an incredible step in making progress. And, you know, we also need to do a public education campaign that will shift how we as a society approach obesity and start treating it as a disease. We have to do a lot more in reducing the stigma behind it and allowing open conversations that are strategic in really being able to provide the necessary treatments that our patients need.
Well, that's about all the time we have for this episode. Thank you so much, Congressman Ruiz, for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
We've covered a lot of ground about the Treat and Reduce Obesity Act legislation and addressing the obesity epidemic. I want to sincerely thank Congressman Ruiz for coming on the podcast to share his expertise in this area. Support for this podcast was provided by Eli Lilly and Company. Thank you. We'll be back soon with another fantastic dive into the world of endocrinology. Until then, thanks for listening.
Endocrine News Podcasts are a free service of the Endocrine Society. To learn more or to become a member, visit the Society's website at www.endocrine.org.